We are up to the Halukas. Before we start with the first of the Halukas, we marked them a little bit of a Hakdama about the Halukas. We say five Halukas after Ashrei. Five Kapitlach of Tehillim. Start with Haluka. So before Shema Masber, that it's like a chain, a ladder that goes from one to the next. There's this five different anomas, there's five aspects of the anomas. As the Gemara tells us in Brachas, David was dar, b'chamish anomas, v'amar shira. And the nefesh has five elements to it. And kenegedus, we say five halukas. Now each kapitel starts and ends with the word of haluka, which is 10, which corresponds, the same Sharish Avedi says, to the 10, the shyness of shira and tehillim. The other Mepharshim say it corresponds to the Yud Sfiris and to the Yud Asaras Hadibritz. So there's a reason for the five and for the tens, even if we don't understand them all. But all these things have reasons to the numbers that they are. Now the Gemara Pesachim tells us the Haluka is the greatest of the ten Lashonos of Shvachim that are said in Tehillim. Because it has in it, besides the fact that it's a shvach, a word of praise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So simultaneously, it's a praise and a name of Hashem at once, and that's the mile of this word, Haluka. So we say Haluka, Halali Nafshi. So Shavayda says that a person, when he says this, he should have in mind that it's a command for himself that he has to be Mahal Hashem. Rav Yigdal Miller says that David HaMelech used to say like this to encourage himself to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he said that such a lashon of Halali Nafshi, my nefesh will be Mahal Hashem. And a person has to have in mind when he says this that he will, that it's a command to him, he's commanding his nefesh to be Mahal Hashem. Now why do we say Halali Nafshi as Hashem? So Rav Yigdal Miller says that the nefesh is unique in two points. It's the chelik ha-chochma, it's the wisest part of the person, and it's the part of the person that has the most hergish. So we're saying we meshabech Hashem with our chochma, with our hergish, that the nefesh has the most of it of the human, and therefore we're going to use the nefesh to have our full chochma, our full hergish in our praise to Hashem. Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch says that the reason we say Halali Nafshi is because the nefesh is daima HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a raya v'eini nira, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas. It's something that can see, but it's not seen. So too, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a raya v'eini nira, so too the nefesh is the neshama is a raya v'eini nira. So the nefesh is accustomed to seeing things that can't be seen because it's a raya v'eini nira. It's accustomed to be seeing things that we don't see. And therefore, the nefesh could see the places that in Hester, that there's the Yad Hashem, the imprint of the Yad Hashem, that a human being in his physical essence without the nefesh wouldn't be able to see. But it's the nefesh that's a relevant mirror that allows us, the person, to be able to appreciate, to realize this that Hashem does for the person, for the individual, for the cloud. This kapitel is more Shalom Shalom Harish and others say, for the individual, after we said the Shvachim of the cloud, the previous capital, this is the capital of the praise for the individual, but the Nefesh is attuned more to this that Hashem does for every individual, and therefore the Nefesh says, praise to Hashem. The David says, Ahal Hashem b'chayay, I will be Mahal Hashem in my lifetime, Azamel l'kai b'oidi, and I'll praise Hashem when I'm here. So Ba'idi means simply with his guf. What Zemer adds over Halal, the Mepharshim explained, is that Zemer is with an instrument. Halal is with the mouth and Zemer is with an instrument. Now what is David HaMelech saying? Halal Hashem b'chaye, I will praise Hashem with my life. The Rekech asks, isn't the Pashit that some only praises Hashem when he's alive? So the Rekech says what it means is that Hal Hashem b'chayeh, I'll praise Hashem when I'm in my Kayach, when I still have my karech to me, I'm still strong. I won't wait till I'm old to praise Hashem. But I'll praise Hashem when I'm still b'meinu urov. I'm calling myself O Machus Shlema b'meinu urim when I'm still doing things. Not only when I'm old and I have nothing to do because I'm locked up in the house and I can't do anything, then I'll be disblinded to thank Hashem for everything that He's done for me and all the praises for Hashem. But at all points of life, when I'm still able to do things and I still can think that I'm doing things on my own, I'll take a step back and look and see that everything comes from Hashem, and I have to take a pause to thank and praise Hashem for all that He does. It's a sefer, the Malbim say that it means Ahal Hashem b'chaya, I'll thank Hashem for my life, for the fact that He gave me life. The Yaivitz says a different Bahalach over here, based on the words of the Chacham Tzvi. The Yaivitz over here, Tzeichen Tzu, the Chacham Tzvi, it's that Tzeichen Tzu, what he says in the Sefer, it's Tzir Pisgah, B'Shem the Chacham Tzvi. But the Chacham Tzvi asks, we say in Halach, Lo Yomus Ki Echya V'Asaper Ma'aseko. That seemingly the Pasuk is Tzarech Bior. David Melech says, Lo Yomus, I won't die, Ki Echya, because I will live. Obviously, a dead person is not alive, and a live person is not dead. What does David HaMelech mean? Lo yomus ki echya seems to be repetitive. What is David HaMelech saying? I won't die because I live. And what's David HaMelech saying? Vasaper baseko. Obviously, if you only can say the Shulchan of Hashem if he's alive, you can't say it if he's dead. Similar to the Rekach's question over here. So Chacham Tzvi says that David HaMelech didn't mean alive and dead physically. What David HaMelech meant is there's a concept, Rishayim b'chayim kruyim meisim. Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead. David HaMelech saying is, Le'omus, I won't be a Rasha, ki echya, but I'll be alive, I'll be a tzaddik, the ben ishchai. I'll be the live person, the people that are called chayim. B'chayim and misasam, I'll be the tzaddik. That's called a live person. This will enable me to say the Shvachos of Hashem. Why? Says the Chacham Tzvi. Because the Torah, the Navi tells us, so the Rosh Hashanah came, Malach on the Safer Chukai. Hashem doesn't want the Rosh saying Shvachom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh, his Shvachom might not want it. So David HaMelech is saying, I will be a tzaddik, and therefore my Shvachom, I'll be able to say the Shvachom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because says the Chacham Tzvi, and this is what it's Negeah, the Rishayim B'chayim Kuriyim Esim. Because physically they're both alive. So what regard is it Negeah that Rishayim B'chayim Kuriyim Esim, the fact that they can't, their Shvachim are not Rotsi for Hashem, only the Shvachim of a Chai, of a Tzadik are Rotsi for Hashem, are wanted by Hashem, and not the Shvachim of a Rosha. This is what the Yavetz brings from Chacham Tzvi and Yitzir Pisgah. So before we get back to what the Chacham Tzvi says over here, I just want to explain a little bit what the Chacham Tzvi is saying. That we have to understand two things. Why is it that we say the Pasuk says the Rosh Amalek Kim Malach on the Saber Chukai, that the Rosh shouldn't be the Saber the Chukai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Chacham Tzvi tells us this is the only difference, the only regard that we see, a difference between the Tzaddik and the Rasha, that the Rasha is Kari Meis. We don't find that he shouldn't do Tzil and Shofar and Lulav, Tzitzis, any other mitzvah because he's called a Rasha. Why Dafka? The Mesab and the Shvachim, the Mahalak and the Shvachim, who that the Rasha can't do. And number two, if there's a problem with the Rasha, the Mahalak and the Shvachim, because the Rasha is the Mahalak and the Shvachim, why do we need to come out to it that there's a marshal that Rishayim B'chayim Kuriyim Meisim? Why do we need to come out to such a marshal? So to explain this, I want to be makdim two hakdamas. The first hakdama is this that we said the Yavetz, we said over in the book of the Kain Neshama that the Yavetz says what's it relevant to the Shayim B'chayim Kuriyim Meisim. The Yavetz explained that the Gemara tells us in Nida that when a person's born, that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him
that the neshama shana sati bechot tahari, the neshama that I'm giving you is tahar. If you're going to be mishamer b'tahara mutav and lav harini noitul mcha, and if not, I'm going to take it away from you. So the Yavetz asks, the really mefarshim ask, that we see many rishayim that live arichas yamim, and it seems like the neshamas weren't taken away. So what does it mean v'im lav harini noitul mcha? If you're not going to watch it b'tahara, I'm going to take it away from you. We see many people that didn't have the neshama taken away from them, even though they were rishayim. So the Yavetz explains this to mean, he says that the only way to understand this Gemara is Apid Seidus or Kabbalah, that what it means is that a Rasha, his Neshama is taken away from him. True, he's alive, but he's living without a Neshama. The Neshama of a Rasha is taken away from him, and the Rasha has no ability to have his Neshama anymore. He's living without a Neshama. The Tzaddik lives with the Neshama, the Rasha lives without a Neshama. And that's what it means, Rishayim B'chayim Kruya Mason. In what regard is he Mace? The fact that he doesn't have a Neshama. Based on this, we can explain why Dafka, the Shvachim of the Rasha, the praise, the howl of a Rasha, is what's missing that he can't do because he's a Mace. Because we said over in the Lekai Neshama, from a Talmud, the Chavetz Chaim, B'shem, the Chavetz Chaim, that he asked, that we say in the beginning of Nishmas, such a gewaldic question, we say that no matter what we have, we can't be b'kashavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could it possibly work? How could it possibly comprehend? Why does it make sense that we should be b'kashavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's way beyond our means. And then what do? We go ahead and we're b'kashavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chayra doesn't make sense. So Chavetz Chaim was masbur with a mashal. We'll say it over quickly, that there was once a farmer that saved the king, and because of that, the king gave him a royal goblet that the king himself crafted. Then the king decided to pay him a visit, and when the king came to pay him a visit, the farmer thought, I've broken table and chairs, some old clay dishes, it's not befitting to serve a king like that. What do I have to serve the king? But then he remembered he has the royal goblet, and he says, I can give the king a drink in this goblet, because this goblet is fit for royalty. I can serve a king in it. And with that, he served the king. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, that that's what the teretz that we say. Our ability to mishabech, the praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from the Ruach HaNeshama Shenafach Tava Apeinu. This that we have, a neshama, ata baros, ata yitzarta, the Yuha Kodesh Baruch Hu, are the craftsmen that created it, and you gave it to us. It's something that's real. It's a chilek of the kami mal. So the neshama is what enables us to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With our physical beings, that wouldn't be able to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because we have with us a neshama, that's a chilek of the kami mal, that's the tzirkam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allows us, it's a davar ruchni, that allows us to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So davka the tzadikim, they have the neshama. The Kurim Chaim, they have the neshama. They have the ability to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a Rasha that doesn't have a neshama, he's left with the kasha of nishmas without the teretz. Then how could it be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A fleshing a person when Hashem is so more great, and it's like serving a king on earthenware kelim, broken earthenware kelim. Only a tzaddik that has the neshama, he has the royal vessel, can mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now the Rishayim HaKriyim Meisim, the Chayim, that they don't have a neshama, so they don't have the method, they don't have the ability, the means to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Yavetz, that's what David HaMelech is saying over here, Ahal Hashem B'chayay, I will be alive, I'll be a tzaddik, and I'll be able to mechal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azamra will praise the Likai Be'oidi. So what does this word Be'oidi mean? There are two pshatim in the Mefarshim, and they're opposite extremes. The Malbim says it means ba'odi, what I get more than other people. Anything I have above the basic life, ba'odi, oid, what I have more. That's what because shabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Rishimshim Pinkus, Rishimshim Lahur say similarly, and I found the Rambam said this in the Rekech, that it means that even if I'm just barely alive, that's all I have. All I have is myself. I'm mehalal b'shabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rekech, the Rambam said this in the Rekech, says, and his peers after this pasuk that was every year was that they ran away from the goyim that wanted to kill them, and he says, and still even such a matziv they were mekayim themselves, a halasha mechaya as amal kai ba'odi, that even what they just had was their own selves, they were mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shesha Pinker says that this is what we say later on in the Pesukim, Teitzei Rucha Yoshal and Masai, that we're telling a person that even if you think you have nothing after Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how many people died already, and you live past them, a person always has to look what he has. And Shem Shem Harish says that it's Hashem that gives him the kach to pull through his Yisurim, and a person has to appreciate that. So even if a person's down, he has to realize that Talmud said he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem that's giving him the kach to go through these challenges, and therefore he still has to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we said over there's five aspects of the neshama. We said over the kind of neshama from the mashal that in Roy Pa'amun we only speak about the nefesh ruach and neshama because those are the main three. Based on this, we can explain the Bnei Itim says that in this pasuk of Hali Nafshi Es Hashem and Hal Hashem Bechaye, it's a reference to nefesh ruach and neshama because Hali Nafshi Es Hashem is the nefesh, Bechaye is it teaches to mean the ruach because Vibach Ba'apav Ruach Chayim. Is Amalekai Be'oidi is the neshama because that's what the yisra and the oid that a person has over a behema. Now we say in the next pasuk, Al tiftuchu b'nedivim, don't be b'tech in the divim, in generous people that give. B'ven adam, but in a person, b'ven adam in a person, shein like teshuah, that a person doesn't have a teshuah. So the Mefarshim explained that it means that he can't even help himself. So for sure he can't help you because he can't even help himself. A person doesn't have the ability to help himself, how should he be able to save you? Now, two things have to be pointed out in this pasuk. Why is the person called Ben Adam? Shein lo yeshua. Why don't we say Adam, Ish, Enosh? Why is he referred to as a Ben Adam? So I think the answer to this is, Victor Miller says, the term Ben Adam doesn't only mean the son of a person, but it also means to tell us that a person is created off from an Adama, he's the son of the Adama, he comes from the Adama. A person is originally from the Adama, the Adama Tashuv, the person comes from the Adama. So I think, of course, that we use this phrase, because the next pasuk we say, Teitzei Rucha Yoshal Admasai, that a person will return to the Adama that he came from. So therefore we refer to him now already as a Ben Adam, a person that came to the Adama to tell you that he comes to the Adama, he returns to the Adama, and therefore he doesn't have the power, the ability to save. Now seemingly this pasuk is a little bit sakbir. We start off Atiftukum in Adivim, which is a plural, and we finish off Ben Adam She'enloi Teshuah, and you shouldn't be taking a person that doesn't have the ability to make a Yeshua. So why is it that we start off in Lashon Rabbim and we end off in a Lashon Yachid? So I think we can be mazmer al pi the Ma'aseh Choshev that the Ma'aseh Choshev says al pi Joshev said in this pasuk al tiftichu min adivim. We know that the Gula Asida is going to come b'schus tztaka tziyam b'mishmat tipadim v'tshaveh b'tztaka, but don't think it will come through nedivim that give money, because nedivim that give, like we see Magdurim Ben Gurion k'dibodim eved le'ovid, they could give a lot and still not nearly enough because they have the ability to do much more. Where does Yeshua come from? Ben Adam, from a person, She'ein Loi, that he's giving what he doesn't have. He gives me Mesiris Nefesh. When a person gives something that he doesn't have, that's where Yeshua comes from. So we're saying the multitudes of Nedidim together, they don't bring a Geula, because they're not doing it Mesiris Nefesh. But the one person that gives She'ein Loi, he does stuck in Mesiris Nefesh, that itself can merit Yeshua, that Yeshua comes. Now we say, Teitzei Ruchoi, his Ruach will go out, the Mefarshim explain, it can mean instantly, Yoshav Admasai, and a return to his Adama. Bayomahu on that day, Avdu Ashtanaisav, it's lost his thoughts. And that's the reason why you shouldn't be Betech in the person. So Mefarshim explained, the Siachitz like others, that in the Divim, we have three reasons why a person can help you. He doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the want, or he's not around. So humans always have one of these problems. Either they don't have the ability, or they don't have the wanting, or they're not around, and that's what this pasuk is saying. Either she'ein loy, or teitzei rucha yoshal admasai, he might not be around, he might be able to help you today, but tomorrow he won't be around. But she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see in the later psukim, asher ke'yakeh be'ezroi, siva Hashem le'kov, that Hashem has the ability, he's the Baal Takif, he's oitzeh shemayim v'aretz, Hashem Hashem v'emes la'olam, he's always around, and therefore he's always able to help you. Now, why is this pasuk what comes after Ahal Hashem b'chaya zam lekay be'oidi? Why is this the continuation of that? So, Baal Neib explains this to be because only somebody that fully b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person, and he realizes everything's from Hashem and not from the boss of Adam, only such a person could probably mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we say, Teitzei Rucha Yashav Admasai, he'll return to his Adama. What does it mean, the Admasai to his Adama? So Shem Shachal Hirsch explains this based. Shem Shachal Hirsch explains this, that it means, Admasai, the place where he'll be buried. Moshe Mishwab explains this by Arichos, that what it means is that we refer to property as real estate. This is the real estate, it's the real possessions that a person has. In Chazal, we see the opposite extreme. Karka is called achuza, something that a person is only oichas in. He's only holding it. It's not really his. So, Shem Shwab explains this to be because a person could always lose his karka. I'm sorry, because a person never uses up his karka, all of the possessions a person has, and he uses them up, food, animals. He eats them, clothing, he uses them up. Karka, he passes on to the next generation, so it's only like he's an oiches in it, but he doesn't really have it to use up. Patek has his their advertisement. You never own a Patek, you just pass it on to future generations. You hold it for the next generation. So karka is called an achuzah because you don't really have it. What's the one adamah that a person has for himself that he doesn't pass on to his future generations? That's where he's buried. Yoshav Admasai, he's returned to his adamah. Because as Chazal tells us, a person was taken from all places of the world, so the Dhamma should be covered him wherever he's buried. And that's what it means, Yashav Admasai, he returns, every person's buried in the Adama. Bayamahu on that day, Avdu Ashkenosov, it's lost his thoughts, meaning even if the person wanted to be mated, and he didn't get around to it, but there's no guarantees his children will want to do it, because they might not go in his Mahalach. That the Yavid says, we say, Avdu Ashkenosov, it's lost his thoughts. Only his thoughts are lost, but not his actions. Because actions a person still gets schar v'inish for, sign the mitzvahs of the various that he did already, and sign the ashpa, the gurim that his mitzvahs of Maisim Taivim were, Rechman al-Atzlan, his averas have, that cause future averas. A person's always needed on them. So it's only Ashkenosov, it's only his makshavas that come bottle when a person dies. But as Maisim, as long as they're in this world, and they can cause effect, good or bad, a person still needed on them, and a person can go better or more upi them. And that's why we say, Avdu Ashtanoisov, that a person when he dies, his thoughts are lost, because that's the part of him, the Makhshava, the thoughts, is the part of him that comes bottle that's not around anymore. Mashenkein, the chelik of the person, of the ma'isim, that remains forever as long as the ma'isim are there. He gets schar v'oinish aleihem for what he's done already and for what it causes, will cause in the future, the toivel and mutiv.